Definitely. Most definitely. Especially if you live in the Baia / Balliban areas, because I think it is something you should be worried about.
You can't predict it, you know? Like, it just, yeah.
It can just catch you out of nowhere, especially when people, in this jumping culture, I absolutely hate jumping culture, because someone could pull out a knife and no one would know what to do, you know? If you run this way, if you run that way, you'll get, it's like, there's no escaping it, you know?
And when it comes to knives, obviously, all it takes is half a second for someone to be very seriously injured.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you can make a knife out of anything, you know? You can use a razor blade, you can use a kitchen knife, you can use an eyebrow razor, for God's sake, you know? Like, it's just everywhere, and there's no escaping it.
And you mentioned two areas, Balliban was one, and you mentioned another as well. Is this something you kind of seen around those areas?
Yeah, like, I feel like in Baia and Balliban, there's lots of young people living around there, and they're more influenced to join gangs and to commit knife crime. So I feel like if you're living in these areas, then you might be more at risk to be a subject to knife crime.
And why do you think young men might carry knives? Is it kind of peer pressure, or they want to kind of impress other people?
I feel like it's very much to impress other people, but it depends at the same time. Like, I feel like some people, they get influenced to join gangs by their friends or by older people to look cool or whatever, and they don't really know, like, realize what they're getting themselves into, and then they'll end up in a hospital bed or, you know, injured.
I think everyone is definitely concerned in some degree. If you aren't, then that's just a little bit odd. But I mean, yeah, it's like you hear about it, or sometimes I think we've seen it once in Galway City after a night out. And yeah, definitely one of those situations you don't want to really see, or never mind be in. So I'm not really sure. It could, they say it's, you know, societal roles, peer pressure, you know, involved in gangs. And I'm personally not too sure about how to fix that kind of thing. But I suppose just like, I mean, schools can only do so much as well, and parents can only do so much. So it's just overall, I suppose, society pressures in like what you should do, who you should be a part of, and being different, people might want to act out on that for a certain reason. So definitely concerned, yes.
And if I was to ask in a general sense, like here in Galway, would you feel fairly safe on the streets? Do you think Gardaí are doing a good job as well in terms of kind of keeping a handle on crime?
In general, I usually don't have too much of a problem, but I've had some certain like older generation people come into me where I work, and they say they don't feel safe walking around Galway anymore. And it makes me sad, because Galway is a beautiful city. It's amazing. But you do worry that, like, you know, sometimes, you know, if I'm walking home, I might do a little look back, or just, you know, we might text one of my friends or whoever, like, oh, I'm going here, I text you when I'm there, that kind of way. So I suppose to be sure, no harm in being safe than sorry. But I feel like, I mean, guards, sometimes they're there when you don't need them to be, and then when there's actually something happening, they're nowhere to be seen. So,
and when you mentioned there about Gardaí kind of being around when you don't need them, would your experience be of like being around, say, the city later at night? Would you find that Gardaí don't really have a visible presence?
Yes, I would say so. Yeah, like they're more vigilant during the day, or when there's a there you go. But they're only driving, God knows what they're at. They're here during the day when there's not really anything going on, like a protest, they're there when people are just standing there talking. But when there's actually like something going on, not too particularly. Or someone might actually call the guards and then they might not show up and it's too late by then.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if you're walking out with the family, you know what I mean? And you're going out for evening out. Galway is usually nice and quiet, but it's picked up a lot, the incidents that are happening, you know what I mean? The snatch and grabs and the threatening with the knives and things like that, you know what I mean? It's a sad thing to happen in Galway, you know. I know in Hull, in the general, in the island, there is a bad vibe, but yeah, we've got to stop this, like, you know what I mean? We've got to step up and talk about it and do something about it, like, you know what I mean? It's like everything else that's happening, you know. It's very sad that the way Galway is such a beautiful interracial county is, like, going through this, you know what I mean? Sad times, like, you know what I mean? But, yeah, Nick Ross all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, 10 years here. Yeah, I love this place, man. But, yeah, we need to stand up, and we need to stand up for ourselves, like, you know what I mean? Island first, like, you know what I mean? No violence, no racism, no nothing. We just want peace. We want love, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Peace and harmony, really.
Well, yeah, for sure, like, you know what I mean? It's that's the way out, like, you know what I mean? Respect because I see a lot of respect has gone out of the door, like, you know what I mean? But I've been turning around and letting ladies go onto the bus first, way before the young ladies would jump in, like, hey, guys, ladies here, there's a lady with a pram, come on now. You know what I mean? Ah, oh, shut up, you knob. You know what I mean? That's how it is, like, but it'll change, you know what I mean? But the knife crime, yeah, it's definitely increased, especially in Ireland, and it's a sad thing, very sad, you know what I mean? I feel for the families that, you know, I've heard about eyes being stabbed and cheeks and throats and everything. It's sad, like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we got to stand up for ourselves and go for it, like, you know what I mean? And come out with an action group called Stop the Knife Attacks, you know what I mean? Or the Guard are going to have to step up. And we're sick and tired of this shit. We are absolutely sick and tired of it, you know what I mean? If you ask the old people will tell you, like, you know what I mean? Nicholas Galway has changed. Since the girl got shot in the eye here at the bus stop with a firecracker. Do you remember that time? What a sad, sad thing to happen to a good person who was just waiting for a bus to go home.
And can I ask then, you said you're from Johannesburg, South Africa. That's a place that would be quite a high level of violent crime. What would your own experiences have been living there?
Oh, well, I was doing armed response. I was responding to factory alarms, shop alarms. I was in a shootout. I've been in a shootout. I've been hijacked. I've had an attempted hijacked. I've seen dead bodies. I've seen everything. Like, you know what I mean? Knife crime in Africa is nothing compared to, you know what I mean, hijackings and everything. You know what I mean? But knife, guns, wires, anything. You know what I mean? It's crime is bad. You know, beautiful country. Don't get me wrong. South Africa, beautiful country. Like, but it's just gone down. Like, I grew up in Rhodesia, which then became Zimbabwe, and mom and dad went back to England, and I grew up in Africa, which was then apartheid, and I wasn't allowed to play with a black person until 1994 when Nelson Mandela stepped in. Then all of a sudden everything was all right, and then corruption just hit, and look at it now, you know what I mean? No lights and water for 9 hours a day, you know what I mean? I mean, how do people survive? How do businesses survive, you know what I mean? So, yeah, the crime in South Africa is bad, like, you know what I mean? But it's all the same, like, different parts of the world have got different sections of level of crime, you know what I mean? And it's a sad thing, crime, you know what I mean? I hate it, I hate crime, you know what I mean?
We witnessed in one time, very scary experience, but it's kind of like a, I wouldn't say it's like a norm, but like at the same time, I wasn't as surprised when I saw it because, you know, you always hear about it, about from someone and all this type of stuff. But no, it's definitely something to be concerned about, and it's definitely not enjoyable or anything like that to watch it. Like, it's very scary in the moment, so yeah.
And you mentioned there you saw one incident involving a knife. Do you think overall Galway is somewhere you describe as a safe place to be at any time of the day, you know, day or night?
I think, like, during the day, it's very safe in my opinion. It's just, of course, during nighttime, like she said as well, basically, like, they're there when you don't need them, and then they're not there when you do need them. Sometimes, like, there's situations where you need to call them, and then they take, like, ages. I remember it happened once. It wasn't regarding that, but, like, sometimes they just take forever, and it's just, like, by the time they come, it's just, they're gone, and it's just, it's a shame, really, that they're not there when you need them, but they're there, like, when nothing's happening. They're always patrolling during the daytime. Like, I've already seen three cars come around, and yeah, just.
And going back again to, you mentioned that incident with the knife. Like, when that happened, was that something you kind of thought to yourself, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening here in Galway, or what did you think?
Yeah, like, it was definitely something I've never seen before because I grew up in the countryside, so, like, I've never seen anything like that before. It was just unbelievable to see. But, yeah, it was just crazy, really.